Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. It is Friday, May 22nd. I hope you've had a great week. Well, we're just wrapping up another good week in the business and want to encourage you to go out to our employee section of the website and look at the Power of Small Growth section. You can follow along with how we're doing against our goals to get back to pre-COVID volume. I'm also happy to say that almost all of our employees are back. So we're almost at 100% of our employee owners back together again, which is going to be great as we drive into the future. And so as we kind of open back up as a nation and as the cities and counties start to open up, I wanted to just talk about the wide differences that COVID has created in certain circumstances. And as I talk about these, I want you to maybe think about the splash that you want to leave after COVID has passed, and then us as a company, what we want to leave after COVID has passed us as well. So here's some examples, and I'm going to start with quarantine. You know, for quarantine, some people, this time is a moment of reflection and reconnection and maybe a time where they can wear their flip-flops, hat backwards. But then for others, it's this desperation, it's this financial crisis. It's a family crisis for them, and it's really hard. You know, for one person, it's extreme loneliness because they live alone, and others, it's this moment of rest and relaxation because they've been working and they've been in the hustle and bustle for years, and this is the first time maybe even in their career that they've been able to just kind of relax it a little bit. You know, for some people, they received the stimulus money right at the right time when they needed it. And other people maybe didn't get any stimulus money at all from the government. And for some people that don't qualify for unemployment have to get back to work because they're running out of money. But somebody else may actually have a difference of opinion around stay at home, and they don't want the quarantine to be lifted. So it's one person wants to get back and needs to get back, but another person doesn't want it to open up yet and thinks it's too early. And then sometimes with the remote, you know, the schooling that's going on right now, for some families, it's a really wonderful thing because the kids they're able to help the kids and they can get through the work in 2 to 3 hours a day. And other people, though, their parents both work 10 to 12 hours a day. They come home and then they're helping their children. And so maybe even a single parent, you know, and so they come home and they're with their kid for 2 or 3 hours at night going through that. And it's very hard because they're just so worn out from a hard day's work and the stresses. So one person, may not have any underlying health conditions and they get the virus and they don't even know, and they're asymptomatic and never even know they had it. But another person, you know, same age and no underlying health conditions gets it, and they find themselves on a ventilator and fighting for their life or maybe even die. And so the point is that this virus has created differences, and we're all in a different place. And so, you know, as I think about the splash that the company wants to leave, and you know, I want people to see the company as a company that was so kind and generous and to everybody, and that we assisted and helped and we served and we loved and all those things, but we also innovated and we thought of creative ways of doing things differently, and how to keep our team members safe and our employee owners safe, and that we come through this and there's just amazing engagement and from our employee owners and our patients and our referring providers, and I hope that's what we're doing now, and I hope we get to see that down the road and hear that. And then as a person, you know, personally for me, and you know, I just hope people see the splash that I've made, that, and it's within my personal mission statement, which is to give, serve, and love unselfishly. And so I hope when people think of me 2 years down the road after COVID is beyond us, that they're like, man, you know, Aaron did give and he served and he loved unselfishly during the COVID period. And even in the stark differences in things I may or may not agree with, you know, that's what I want to be known as. So just think about that for you and what the splash that you want to leave and the splash that this company will leave. And I hope it's an encouragement to you today, and hope you have a really wonderful day. Live a life of love, guys, and appreciate you so much. I highly, highly admire each and every one of you. Take care.